This is program number LW2254. Well, it's sometimes all according to the way you look at it. Kids, you know, have a certain point of view that's all their own. One kid some time ago was heard to sing the song this way. I'm going to Alabama with a Band-Aid on my knee. Hi, this is Larry West. Kids are amazing. Years ago, before the Pledge of Allegiance was changed, one kid was heard to say it this way. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one naked individual with liberty and justice for all. The kid may be more nearly right than it might expect. Another kid had his own point of view, at least one he could understand. He was heard to sing God Bless America this way. Stand beside her and guide her with the light through the night from a bulb. Now, really, that point of view does make sense. You know, there are lots of things in life that depend upon your point of view. It happened a long time ago that Sir Christopher Wren was directing the construction of one of London's greatest cathedrals, that a reporter interviewed some workers one day. He asked one fellow, "What are you doing?" And the fellow told him, "I'm cutting stone for 10 shillings a day." Well, the reporter went to another man and asked him the same question. And he told him, "I'm personally helping Sir Christopher Wren construct one of London's greatest cathedrals." There you go. They had two points of view. Which do you suppose was the more content, the happier? They had two points of view. You know, a glass can be either half empty or half full. And the way you look at it might show just how negative or how positive you may be. Really, as you look at life in general. And sometimes your point of view can get you into trouble. For example, it happened during the Rose Bowl game of 1929. An excellent player on the California team by the name of Roy Riegels grabbed a Georgia Tech fumble, was spun about in the line of scrimmage, and then he got the wrong point of view. He headed for his own goal line 75 yards away. The roar of the crowd was so loud, he couldn't hear his teammates shouting at him. Finally, one of his own men caught him less than a yard from his own goal. California had to kick, but it was blocked by the Tech team. California fell on the ball, but only to give Tech 2 points for a safety. Georgia Tech won that game, all because Roy Riegels had the wrong point of view. You know, to get more serious about it, did you know that it's possible for an individual, well, for him to believe that he's all right with his maker, that he's right with God, but to be just as wrong as he thinks he's right? It's possible to have the wrong point of view when it comes to God. For example, in the Bible, there's the story of a fellow named Paul. His point of view was that this man named Jesus was leading people astray, leading them in the wrong direction. Why, they were saying that this Jesus was God. Paul's point of view was that he was not only not God, but what they were saying was blasphemous. So he ended up beating and killing and sending a bunch of these people off to prison. He thought he was right, but you see, he had the wrong point of view. He was as wrong as they were right. It is possible for a fellow to believe he's entirely right and to be just as wrong. If it happened to them, don't you suppose it might be possible for it to happen to us today? I'm Larry West at World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Listen, I don't care what others are saying these days. There is truth, a concrete, unalterable, solid, unchangeable truth. It's a truth that doesn't depend upon how we might interpret the situation ourselves. In fact, it's one that demands that our point of view must change and conform with it. Listen, the Bible is trustworthy. I mean, you can count on it. It's trustworthy because it stands the same throughout the ages. If there's one thing you can depend upon, it's the truth found in the Bible. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. More than 75,000 people have enrolled in this course, and students graduate every week from it. When they do, we award them with a beautiful certificate of completion. I'd sure like to send it to you. Would you like to get the course? It's free. Write me for it and carry this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.